One of the most prominent public figures in British broadcasting was Gerald Priestland, who for many years was involved in the BBC. He was born in 1927 and educated at Charterhouse and New College, Oxford. In his early life, he was an Anglican and then was confirmed in the Presbyterian Church. After a period of atheism, he later joined Quakers. He married Sylvia, a printmaker and photographer, and they had four children. He began working for the BBC with a six-month spell writing obituary pieces for broadcast news. In 1954, he became the youngest person at 26 to work as a BBC foreign correspondent, having been sent to New Delhi. Between 1958 and 1961, he was based in Washington, D.C., where he covered the election of John F. Kennedy as president. After that, he went to the Middle East for 4 years. He later recalled that when he arrived in Baghdad, the authorities tried to confiscate his typewriter in case he might use it to circulate subversive propaganda. He pointed out that it did not type Arabic, and so they omitted it on the condition that it be granted its own visa, which they inscribed in the space labelled accompanied by his wife. For months afterwards, immigration officers were demanding to see Mrs. Olivetti Priestland. After the Middle East, Gerald became a TV newsreader back in London. The opening night of the BBC Two channel in April 1964 became memorable as it involved Gerald anchoring the evening's transmission from the newsroom following an extensive power failure across London. During the late 1960s, he was back in the USA as chief American correspondent, covering such dramas as the assassination of Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy, the Black Ghetto riots, and the student protests against the Vietnam War. After his return to England, he suffered a nervous breakdown. It was during this period of recovery from this that he became a devoted Quaker. This led him in the direction of religious broadcasting in the BBC's religious affairs area from 1977 to 1982. He reported on the papal elections in 1978 and introduced a Saturday program on Radio 4 called Yours Faithfully. He also developed a 13-part guide to the Christian faith called Priestland's Progress. He recorded a series of talks called The Pilgrim Pope about Pope Paul II in 1982 to celebrate the Pope's visit to Britain. He retired from the BBC in that same year, 1982, and in 1986 published an autobiography called Something Understood. This title became the name of a program that's still heard today on the BBC World Service, interviews with people on religious themes. He once said of his profession, quote, "Journalists belong in the gutter because that is where the ruling classes throw their guilty secrets," end of quote. Gerald Priestland wrote a variety of other publications on topics such as The Future of Violence, Dilemmas of Journalism, An Introduction to Quakers, The Case Against God, and The Changing Face of America. He was a critical thinker about religious belief. For example, in one of his writings, he drew attention to the Gospel of John, where Jesus claimed to be the only way to God. Gerald admitted this apparently arrogant proclamation had always been a stumbling block for his own progress, as he was aware of the variety of religious traditions around the world and could not believe God would be so narrow-minded. Within the Quaker movement, Gerald Priestland delivered two major lectures. In Britain, he gave the Swarthmore Lecture in 1982 called Reasonable Uncertainty, A Quaker Approach to Doctrine. He said Quakers are chary of doctrine, feeling that it seeks to limit our understanding of God and to shut people out rather than bring them in. Drawing on his BBC experience talking with more than 100 thoughtful church people, he found doctrine to be a far more flexible and useful tool than many of us suppose. To quote him, "It is not a set of unreasonable certainties, but of reasonable uncertainties. It is a way of packaging and passing on information. It is a set of tools to work with, not a row of idols to worship." End of quote. Referring to Quakers, He said that they may be an experimental sect, but they build upon the foundations laid over many years by the church. In Australia, he gave the Backhouse Lecture in 1985 on the topic For All the Saints. This lecture provided a good insight into his thinking, and he spoke of the Society of Friends as owing its persistence to its saints, who reflect love, courage, and intimacy with God. He believed that saints, by showing our common humanity at its best, encouraged others to feel like doing good. He said that George Fox, the founder of Quakerism, exhibited many of the qualities of a saint: simplicity, openness, courage, and peacefulness. Gerald Priestland died in 1991 at the age of 64. In June 2010, Colin Hall, a teacher of media studies and a Quaker, wrote to the Quaker journal The Friend on the theme of journalists being present at London Yearly Meeting. He expressed concern at the generally negative view of journalists and affirmed their role in investigative reporting. He referred to the life and work of Gerald Priestland, quote, whose path towards Quakerism seems inextricably mixed with his work as a journalist, whose insights and skills as a communicator illuminated Quakerism so vividly, end of quote. He also said, journalists, as well as Quakers, may be counted as seekers and friends of truth, and it is right that we should welcome them into our meeting to share in the search. And in this talk on Gerald Priestland, I've used some Wikipedia references and also references from his books Reasonable Uncertainty, For All the Saints, and Quaker Faith and Practice.